Good day. Happy Monday. Today is Monday, March 11th. I'm Keyshawn Graves, and this is your wake-up call. We have another very exciting episode for you today, where we're talking all about one of our key components in our 10-step business plan, which is having an offer. We're going to be talking about the body nutrition and how one of our top partners attracts, builds, and grows her body business using body nutrition. I'm excited for this episode. Let your people know that we are getting started right now. But before we pass the mic over to our featured speaker, you know that we have to start this episode the same way we start every episode, and that is by recognizing a few of you who advanced your businesses forward since we were together last week, and to help us share the names of some of those partners who advanced their business forward, we have Jeff Darwin Mathewson. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, Keyshawn, what's up? I'm up. We're up. It's a wake-up call. I'm stoked because Meg Kozlowski is speaking today. She's incredible.
Yep.
I've been able to work with her for years. She's great. So we are going to get this thing rolling. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to those down in Punta Cana. I saw Connie Armstrong in the chat saying, hey, I'm here in Punta Cana and I'm on the wake up call mini break. I know they just wrapped up their workouts this morning down at that amazing incentive trip. So hope you are all recovering well and finding a cold plunge somewhere in a tropical oasis. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to recognize several of our new partners this week. So several of our tenured partners as well, and their incredible achievements to kick off the month of March. So we're going to hit our new diamond advancement this week. Congratulations, felicidades to Yashira Velez. And we're going to jump right into our new one-star diamond advancements right after that. Felicitations du Canada à Marie-Pierre Delange. Congratulations to Mary Pierre, and congratulations to Rachel Ort as well on achieving one-star diamond in their businesses this past week. Joining them as new two-star diamond partners, we're going north of the border again. Felicitations à Vanessa Côté du Canada. And we want to give a shout-out to Virginia Scroggins, who achieved two-star diamond in another business center. I know she's down in Punta Cana right now. So congrats to you, Virginia. Hope you're celebrating with some of those free mocktails at the pool or whatever they offer down there. And this is a big one right here. You see it on the screen. We want to give a huge shout out and congratulations. And you can type in French, félicitations, whatever you want to say, to our newest 10-star diamond partner, Marie-Philippe Desmarais. Now, to tell you a little bit about Marie-Philippe, she is currently the number two partner, okay, as of last week's Elite Report in the network. And she has two personally sponsored partners in her organization, one of them being the number one partner, Aurélie Dion, and the other one being the number three partner, Merlin Gagné. So that's a huge deal. She's seen some great duplication in her organization, and we want to give her a shout out today on becoming our newest 10-star diamond partner and becoming eligible for that 10-star diamond bonus. So huge shout out to Marie-Philippe. Huge shout out to all of our partners today. Those that are on that sea trip, those that are going down later this week for the pineapple wave, and all those that are back home, continuing to work, continuing to grind, and helping so many people with the total solution. So, Keish, I'm going to toss it back to you, my friend. I can't wait to hear from you and Meg.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. And congratulations to those partners and those teams. The teams, y'all, are what really is the reason why we recognize the partners. So just huge congratulations to those partners that we shared the names of and their teams who are also on the front line of reaching our mission, helping people achieve their goals and live healthy and fulfilling lives. We have just literally a couple of announcements for you. And the first, as Jeff mentioned, we have a lot of people who are in Punta Cana right now. And just as a reminder, the next opportunity for us to be together is in San Antonio during Summit. We're excited. I'm wearing my Summit hat to see you all there. And if you are unfamiliar with what Summit is and how it can impact your life and impact your business, be sure to go to bodysummit.com, where there's some more information, some testimonial videos, an agenda for what's going to be happening, including some of our breakout sessions that are going to be happening. photo ops and just some of the things that are going to be happening at Summit that you won't want to miss as a way to build your business. And also with that, we love recognizing you for being on the front line of getting people started on their health and fitness routine and helping them begin to build a business. And we know that when you are helping people build a business, when you're helping them duplicate those activities that lead to earning Success Club, that lead to earning volume, it also as a byproduct leads to advancing in rank. And we love to just recognize rank advancements. We love to recognize Success Club. We love to recognize our elite and our premier and our team builders and our team leaders. And we just want to make sure that you were reminded that for our diamond and above partners to be eligible for recognition at Summit, you must start meeting the qualification by the week ending April 3rd. And then you'll have 6 weeks if you're star diamond or above. So if you're one star diamond and above, you'll have a 6 week hold. And then that's when you officially hit that rank. If you're diamond, once you hit that diamond rank, then you will be eligible to be recognized at Summit. So don't miss the opportunity. You have the chance right now to start putting in the work that you were already going to do to build a business, to begin to reach some of your business goals with body. And so you might as well add this to your bucket list as a byproduct. Make it happen. We want to recognize you. We want to say your name. We want to scream your name in San Antonio for doing what you said you wanted to do. The next announcement that I have, it is all about Growth Day. It's Monday. And so we want to make sure that you are aware that the new Monday fire is here. It is all about prioritizing your life agenda over some of those fleeting emotions. In addition to Growth Day, we have some really incredible training all throughout this Body Partners app, including the replay of the March monthly sales training that we just had last week with Brendon Burchard. Definitely take a look at that because he talked about taking charge of freedom and what that means when you're building a body business. We also have some highlights of some trainings that have been really impactful for some of our partners. One of those is creating a successful sneak peek. What is a sneak peek? Well, you can learn more about that with Jake's story. By the way, people are saying in the comments that the Canadians are killing it. Jake's story works directly with our Canadian partners on the partner development team. If you're unaware of the partner development team, they are a group of business mentors here at Body, here for you to help you identify what your goals are. From your personal goals and how you can correlate those to body goals. They help you reverse engineer them. They help hold you accountable. And they are just really good people. So if you're unfamiliar with who your person is, look into that. Reach out to your upline and look into that. But Jake's story has an incredible training. It's on the replay. So you can type in replay or you can go to the Body Basics page and look under the replay section. But he goes through how to create a successful sneak peek. And also we have, and we are very excited about this, what is called the Body Experience Podcast. Have you listened to it? This is a podcast that Carl Daikeler, that's the CEO here at Body, that Carl Daikeler started. And it's really an opportunity to showcase people who are achieving goals and changing their life. And he goes deep. And for this particular episode, he is interviewing the Shakeology co-creator, Isabel Daikeler. And of course, you all know that we are celebrating 15 years and a billion servings, a billion servings sold of Shakeology, and how we are still shaping up and shaking up our health game. So we would love to invite you to check out the Body Experience Podcast. You can listen to it on YouTube. You can listen to it from the Apple Store. But we are just so excited for all three episodes. He's already had three episodes, and the third episode specifically to celebrate our 15th year anniversary and a billion servings of Shakeology. That is it. Those are the announcements that I have for you today. It is time to move on to your favorite part of this wake-up call, and that is our featured speaker. Y'all, if you are wondering how to create business building partners, one of the key strategies involves using body nutrition options in order to attract and in order to retain. And so we have none other than the one and only Megan Kozlowski. She is a 15-star diamond. She is a Success Club All-Star legend, 147 months, y'all. She's a Legacy Club member, a mom of two, and the founder of Purpose Driven Nation. Let's see if I can find her. Please help me welcome to this episode, 14 years as a partner and still drinking Shakeology, and one of our top Shakeology sellers. Please help me welcome to this episode to dive more into building your business using body nutrition, specifically Shakeology, Megan Kozlowski, all the way from Sylvania, Ohio. What's up, Megan?
Oh my gosh. And to say that it's been around for 15 years, you guys, I think I've been drinking it for 14 and a half years. So a couple of those thousands of those billions of servings, I for sure drink. Okay. Hi, you guys. I am so excited. I was so honored when they asked me because I've grown up with body. Okay. Like I've grown up, and to be able to speak with two of my favorite people from corporate, Keyshawn and Darwin, like I couldn't be more excited.
Well, thank you for being here and for showing up. And we're excited to hear everything you have. And I know that you have some good stuff planned for us. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this episode, do you mind like taking us back to 14 and a half years ago? Yeah. When you partnered with body, like what was happening in your life that led you to body? And after 14 years, I'm kind of interested to know, Megan, why you're still here.
Well, that's a big question. Okay, so you guys don't do the math, but you know, 14 and a half years ago, I had just graduated with my degree in nutrition, and the dream was to go on and become a registered dietitian. I wanted to help people eat healthier, right? But I graduated from college. I partied a little too hard. I had a hypothyroidism. I wasn't eating the best. I wasn't being the best proof of being a nutritionist. And so I needed to figure things out, okay? But I was also extremely broke. I didn't have a job, I didn't have money. I moved back home to Toledo, Ohio with my parents. And I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I gonna do? I can't afford a gym membership. So I was up one night and I saw Turbo Jam, okay? And I think a lot of people probably got started with Turbo Jam. I saw Shalene bopping around on the TV, like having so much fun. And I was like, that actually looks like a lot of fun. Like that looks like something I could do. And so I started doing those workouts from home in my parents' family room. And I saw my coach, Janelle, on the screen. Lo and behold, she lived in my city. My sister was going to her Turbo Kick classes, and my sister introduced us. I started being Janelle's assistant for her body business, had no idea what any of this was, right? I was just like, okay, yeah, like I'm obsessed with you. I think you're the coolest thing ever. Like, of course I'll be your assistant. And I love fitness. I love nutrition. So I was doing the workouts. I was starting to see results. And I was working with Janelle, and I remember this day, and I saw her on here. So I wonder if she remembers this too. I was working in her office with her, you know, we're both like working on our computers, and she went and made Shakeology. And Shakeology was just created. Okay, this was the first formula of Shakeology. And she came out and it was this big, frothy, if you've ever seen Janelle make her shakes, like they're the best, this giant cup. Okay, and I'm like looking at her, and I just graduated from nutrition, right? And so everything out, if you think 15 years ago, you guys, there was loaded with sugar and crap. And I was like, what is she drinking, right? And she's like, do you want to try it? And I didn't want to be rude, right? Like, I didn't want to be rude. So I'm like, sure, you know, like, I'll give it a try. And so she made up this fabulous shake, and I drank it, and I was like, that was actually really good, right? And so I went home, I Googled it, and I was like, I can't find anything wrong with this shake, right? So I kept going to her house. She kept offering me a shake. And I was like, you know, I feel like I should probably get my own, right? Like, I don't want to be a freeloader. So she, you know, helped me get set up with a 30-day supply. and I was drinking it. I was going to get my master's in public health nutrition. So I was drinking it in between classes. And I noticed that my digestion, I always had kind of stomach issues. My digestion was getting better. My energy was getting better. I love sugar, right? Like I wasn't craving sugar as much. And it was just like one of those quick mindless meals that I could have, right? And so after the 30 days were up, I was like, I can't afford this. Like I can't afford to continue to drink this, right? And so Janelle, being the amazing partner that she is, she said, why don't you just sign up as a body partner? And I was like, no. I don't want to do that, right? Like I am not someone who's going to grow a business online. I'm not influential. Like I want to hide behind the scenes, like no way, right? And I just had a lot of insecurities. And so she approached me with the idea of being what we call an affiliate partner, right? Where, okay, you get the discount. If someone asks you about it, you can share it, but there's no pressure to really build a business, right? And so I said, okay, I'll try that out, right? And I've had a few people who, you know, joined me here and there. My parents, they still drink it now, but they were my first clients drinking Shakeology, my sisters, you know, like, so just here and there. And that was about 2 years, you guys, after I signed up as a partner that I was just kind of toe dipping, right? And then I remember 2 years in, it was March of 2011, actually, that I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I hate, and you know, I was working as Janelle's assistant, but also had a full-time job at a local YMCA. Okay. And I hated it. I really did. And I thought, okay, I can figure this out, right? It's proof that other people are figuring it out. I can figure this out too, right? I had one of those like, why not me moments. And so in March of 2011, I just went for it, right? I started to actually treat it like a business. I started to listen to what body was saying to do instead of like looking for like corners, you know, like, let me cut the corners. Where's the secret sauce? Like, what is that? I was like, why don't you just do what they're saying to do? And in 2012, I walked away from that full-time job at the Y. And I became a full-time body partner. Am I allowed to say that? Do I have to say the disclaimer?
Yeah, for sure. Like, because we know that that's the best part of this whole thing. Like that, any level of success or income, it's based on your own diligence and skill and effort.
Exactly. You said it for me. Thank you. But you guys, May of this year, it'll be 12 years since I became a full-time body partner, right? And I can't believe how much time has gone by. How much I've changed, right? Like I have two babies now that are not babies. I have an 8.5-year-old and a 4-year-old. Thank God they're in school right now because they'd be running in and out. But you know, for me, guys, so Keyshawn said like, so why are you still here? And you guys, it's because I'm a body lifer, okay? We've been through a lot over the last almost 15 years, okay? I've grown up with body. I want my children to grow up with body. I changed my entire view of myself, what's possible for me and for my future children, right? Like for them and for the women that I come in contact with, right? Like I find so much passion in being able to help people with everything that we offer. Like body has been my life for the last 15 years. Hopefully it'll be my life for like the next 50 years if I'm able to live that long. But really you guys, I can't imagine my life without body. So that's why I'm still here, because it truly is part of who I am at this point.
Oh, I love that. And there were so many nuggets in your intro and how you answered the question of how you got started. And I think one of the things that stood out to me is that you are a nutritionist. By trade, you went to school for that and you were looking for something wrong with Shakeology, even 14 and a half years ago. But one thing that you mentioned when we were discussing your episode was that you couldn't find anything. And so you sent it over to your brother.
Yes. I sent it to my brother-in-law and he was like, he's like one of those people that like always wants to be right. Right. And he's like, I will find something wrong with it. And he came back and he was like, I can't find anything. And I was like, okay, well, if he thinks it's great, then I'm just going to drink it. Right. Like,
and to think that we've only gotten better, our nutritionists have only gotten better, our research has only gotten better. We've seen how Darren O'Lean has literally traveled the globe to ensure that we have the best ingredients in Shakeology. And so I think that that's a really great story about how you got started and how you got partnered using
Thank God for Janelle and her amazing shakes.
Well, okay. So obviously the purpose of this conversation today is to talk about how you attract, how you build, how you grow your business with body nutrition, specifically with Shakeology. And so let's jump in on the topic with how do you actually get people to begin with it? I know that there's the saying, you oftentimes help people start with how you got started, but you know, with that in mind, how do you get people on board to begin with?
Yeah, so here's the thing, you guys. I thought I had to have these perfect systems in place to be able to attract people. I thought I needed this giant social media. I had to have everything in place to be able to attract and retain partners and clients. And that held me back for a really long time, okay? Because I was looking left and right instead of looking at who my best client was, which is myself, right? And so people truly want to be with someone who believes in them, who believes in them, who will be there to help them figure out the answers, even if they don't have the answers, because there's a lot of the times that I'm like, FAQ, you know, like, I don't know, let me go look, right? But I will be the person that finds them that answer, right? And be that person to help them get back on track and support them, encourage them when they fall off track, okay? They want a real human being on the other end. You don't have to have a perfect system. You have to have a good heart, okay? And so when I stopped trying to be perfect, and I asked myself, like, what would entice me to join, right? And I went back to, like, what actually attracted me to it. And then I asked myself, like, what would I want my coach to do for me? What would support me on my journey? I was able to come up with some really, really simple steps that anyone watching this, whether you've been a partner like me for 15 years and you just need to, like, revamp a few things, or if you're a brand new partner and you're overwhelmed thinking, like, where do I even start? Okay, you can start applying these right now, okay? Because I know one of the biggest fears that the partners that I work with have is that they don't want to push products, right? Like, they don't want to push products. They don't want to come across salesy and icky. And guess what? Neither do I. Like, if I had to do that, I would not be here. Okay. And so usually if we're feeling pushy, we're feeling salesy, it's because we don't truly believe in what we're offering people and we're not doing it. Okay. So I get that all of the supplements are not everyone's jam. Okay. Not all of them are my jam. There's certain supplements that I'm like, just doesn't fit what I want. Right. And you won't really see me talk about that. But then you'll also see that there are certain supplements that I'm obsessed with that I share over and over again because they're part of my life. Okay. So let's start at the top. Okay. If you think of a funnel, we have to start attracting people first, right? My team hears me say this over and over again, and it's going to stick in your head. So you're welcome. People don't know unless you show. Okay. Like, people don't know unless you show. So one of the things that I make sure I do is that 2 to 3 times per week, I am talking about one of the supplements that I love. And the number one one for me is Shakeology. Okay. So you'll hear me 2 to 3 times per week on my social media in my stories. Usually it's the same startup story that I just shared with you guys, that, like, I didn't want to turn down the shake because I didn't want to be rude, right? I'm a little bit of a people pleaser, but I tried it and I loved it. And so I go through that whole story, right? People need to hear things a few times before they really click in. Okay. Now I might change a few things here and there, depending on, like, what I'm really wanting to get across for that day. So for instance, my parents, like I said at the beginning, they were my first clients. Okay. I remember coming to my mom and being like, okay, you got to try this shake, right? 15 years later, they're still drinking it, you guys. And they went to a trip to Italy a couple years ago and they didn't bring their Shakeology. I'm really not sure why. I think they were nervous it was going to get, like, taken. And I remember when they got home, getting a call from my mom, and we're talking, and she's, one of the first things she said to me was, I can't wait to get my Shakeology. Like, I can't wait to start up my Shakeology again. And I was like, I know, right? Because it really, it's a part of her life now too. Okay. And they still drink it every single day, is like their breakfast. It's their routine. Okay. So I'll do little tiny tweaks like that to my story, but 2 to 3 times per week, I'm sharing that. Okay. I also post things on my social media, okay, like a static post on Facebook and Instagram. I like to make Shakeology pudding. I keep it super simple. Shout out to my coach, Brandy, who showed me that you don't have to put all that complicated things in to make Shakeology pudding. You can just have a scoop of Shakeology, a half a cup of coconut milk, you mix it together, okay, and then you can add in toppings and stuff. And so I will do some kind of picture that entices people to be like, what is she having right now? And I will share the recipe and I will tell people I'm using my favorite chocolate powder, protein powder, right? And they'll reach out to me and say, so what are you drinking, right? And then I can very easily talk to them about it. Now, I don't normally get pushback when I talk to people about drinking Shakeology because I'm sharing it, right? People don't know unless you show. If you are sharing the supplements often, okay, whether it's your Energize, your Shakeology, your Portion Fix containers, your Tubi Mindset Tracker, I know Natasha does it all the time, people aren't going to give you pushback because they already know that that's what you're about, okay? The other thing, you guys, is that I always have a clear call to action when I'm sharing this stuff, okay? So if I have a recipe up, I will have a clear call to action at the bottom that says, if you'd like to try out my favorite protein powder, drop a fire below, you know, or drop powder below, and I will, you know, send you a link to it, right? And obviously, I don't just send the straight link. I go in and I ask questions, and we go from there, okay? So once they are enticed, okay, and we're having conversations, whether it's from a call to action or they reach out to me, what I do, you guys, is I always focus on the total solution pack. Now, Keyshawn and I were talking about this because she's like, oh my gosh, you keep it so simple. And I'm like, that's the thing, you guys. This is why it's worked for over a decade, is because I keep things so simple. I'm not trying to promote a million different programs or a million different supplements. That's where I get overwhelmed. I find one program, you know, 2 to 3 supplements that I really love, and I share that over and over and over again. So when we're having conversations, you guys, I am voice memoing back and forth with people and saying, and you can type this up, right? But I'm asking them, like, what do you struggle with? And this is the first question that I talk to them about once they say they want information. I'll say, okay, I know that you want to be a part of this. What do you struggle with? Are you good with nutrition, or do you feel like that's something that you really struggle with? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, people are going to say, oh, nutrition is so hard. Every once in a while, I'll get people who are like, no, I'm pretty good once I get in the flow, right? But if they're struggling with nutrition, I can very easily mention Shakeology and how Shakeology is one of those mindless healthy meals that can replace one of your weakest meals. So whether the meal that you overeat, undereat, skip, rush through, okay? And so it's very easy to talk about that. If they come back to me every once in a while and say, no, I'm good with nutrition, right? Then I mention Energize and the Recover because I use those, right? And I say, okay, if you're great with the nutrition, then let's focus on making sure that you have that boost that you need for your workouts and recovering your muscles with Recover, okay? And I talk a little bit about what each of those supplements do for me, and then we get them set up, okay? If they come back and they say, oh, I kind of have a sweet tooth, right? Like that's my struggle with nutrition. Then I focus in on the Shakeology and Energize package, right? Because then they get 20 servings of Shakeology. They get to try Energize, which I'm obsessed with, and they get the best bang for their buck. Okay. So after they decide which supplements they want, we dive into the nutrition. Okay. So I'm saying, okay, what's your personality like? What do you struggle with? Do you like more structure, or do you, you know, kind of need to have that full feeling in your belly in order, you know, volume eating, right? And so we'll go through and I'll have them take that quiz before they even sign up. So they're able to see, wow, this company knows what it's talking about when it comes to nutrition, right? Like they are the top of the line. They have 2 different plans that I can choose from that come with my package, and they already have an idea of where that's going. Okay. After that, you guys, we talk about flavors. Okay. So, sharing what works best for you, like the flavors that you like. My husband, as I was going through my notes with him, he's like, man, we're really different when it comes to supplements, because he drinks Shakeology. He does either strawberry, which is no longer here, but the cafe vegan. Okay. So he'll drink the cafe vegan. He likes the lemon energize, and then he does the regular recovery. For me, I do every single day the vegan chocolate Shakeology. You will never get me away from it. Okay. And then I do, the strawberry lemonade energize and the vegan recover. Okay. So those are the supplements that I have. And I tell my clients straight up, and I think Keyshawn and I said this when we were going through the notes, I'm like, I do not like mixed berry. I just don't like it. Right. You can try it, but just, I'm going to forewarn you, like, I didn't like it. Right. And some people still do drink it, but they at least know my honest opinion. Okay. So once we decide what flavors work best for them, then your real job starts, okay? So once they sign up, you guys, that's when our real job starts. That was just like the pre-work, the primer work, okay? So once they sign up, it's your job to help them get the best results possible. Now, I get it. We can't work out for them. We can't make them eat healthier. We can't make them take the supplements, but we can support them and be there for them, okay? So once, remember, they already took that nutrition quiz. So once they sign up, I direct them to go watch the videos, right? Hey, it's going to take about a week for your supplements and stuff to come in. Why don't we get started on the nutrition side of things first, right? And trying out some of the workouts. So they'll go in, whether it's 2B Mindset or Portion Fix, start watching the videos, getting used to it, asking me questions, start tracking in the app, start trying some of the workouts. So they are getting started immediately. Okay. And then once their supplements come in, those just supplement the habits that they were already starting. Okay. So that's when they first sign up, you guys. Then a week after they've ordered, okay, so their supplements are coming in, right? They've tried it a few times. I will reach out to them, and whether it's a voice memo or typed up, it's up to you. I like to voice memo because I think it's more personal. And I reach out and I just say, hey, how's it going? Right? Like, how's it going? How's the Portion Fix going? How's the 2B Mindset going? And they'll come back and ask questions. I always let them know, like, the first week of doing something is a little harder than you would expect. It's going to take some time. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some time to get used to it. It will get easier, right? I ask about the Shakeology, and sometimes people come back and they're like, oh, it's amazing. I love it, right? I also have the people who come back and they're like, I hate it. I hate it. It tastes bad, right? And so I help them try different recipes. I don't run from that, right? I'm not like, oh no, God, they hate it. What am I going to do? I'm failing them. I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, let's try some different recipes. Maybe you need to try a different flavor. Sometimes they come back and, you know, TMI, guys, but they might be having some digestive issues. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, let's start with a half a scoop. It might just be a little bit too much for your belly. Okay. Start with a half scoop and we'll work up to a scoop, right? But I make sure that the ones who are seeing results, I'm helping them highlight the things beyond the scale. Okay. So like, hey, are you feeling less bloated? Are you having less cravings? Are you having better digestion, right? More energy? Are you skipping less meals, right? Are you like feeling good, right? And they're like, oh yeah, I am. I'm having this and I'm having this and I'm having this. That's when I tell that client, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go into our group, so our client group, and just share your experience? Share the flavor that you have, how you're making it, what you're experiencing, because not only is that giving them a chance to share their story a little bit so they're getting comfortable talking about it, but they're also showing other clients in the group that may have maybe stopped their supplements, because it happens, you guys, or maybe trying a different recipe, okay? So it just helps my job a little bit. So that's a week or so after they get their supplements, okay? After that, 3 weeks in, you guys, 3 weeks in, I mentioned to them about the Shakeology discount, okay? So I'm like, hey, guess what? Your monthly recurring order's coming up, and I know that you are loving Shakeology, you're loving Energizer, you're loving Recovery, whatever they're loving, okay? What about signing up and getting that discount? You get 20% off monthly. It's kind of a no-brainer, okay? And if you have three people who come with you, you pay for your supplements. And people are like, tell me a little bit more, right? And then we can have that conversation about signing up as a preferred customer or partner. Okay. Now I will tell you, you guys, and I really want to make sure people hear this. Some people come back and they're like, no, I'm done with the supplements. Like, I don't want them. Right. I still support them through their journey. They're still one of my clients. Okay. Some come back and they say they can't afford it and they do not want to be a preferred customer or a partner. I think they're crazy, but you know, to each their own. And I still support them, you guys. It's our jobs to meet them where they're at. I have a partner who signed up about a month ago and she has been a partner of mine for probably close to a decade. Okay. So a long time. And she actually was a partner in the past and she decided to quit and she's had some really hard health things happen over the last couple of years. Okay. And she decided in January to recommit to her journey with Dig Deeper. Okay. And so we've got a giant group. We're all doing it together. Girlfriend has lost 23 pounds, you guys, 23 pounds, 10 inches in 10 weeks.
Wow. Like,
amazing. And it's beyond the physical results, you guys, the way that she's talking about her body and how, you know, if she does pivot off for whatever reason, because she went out on the weekend or whatever, she gets right back on. Okay. Like that's what this is about, you guys. And so having her realize, and she was scared to sign back up as a partner, I was like, I got you. The only difference between being a client and being a partner is that now you have the option that if someone does ask you, you can share. And you've been having such an amazing journey. Like, why not have that option, right? And so she's already posted her results on social media, which I was like, oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. Like, I was so proud of her. And she's having conversations with friends and family members who are possibly going to join her, right? Like, our job as partners, you guys, is not to push or persuade people to sign up as a partner, okay? Our job is to support them where they're at, okay? Highlight what's going good for them and let them know that this opportunity is always there for them. Got it?
Yeah.
So that's it, you guys. So it's like, you know, just being a real human being.
You know, I gotta say it again because the simplicity almost seems like, no, that can't be it. And you mentioned this at the beginning of this episode too, that when you first started, you were like, no, like this can't quite be it. Like, what's the shortcut, y'all? This is the simple way that Megan is attracting, retaining, and building her body business over the past 14 years. And over the past 14 years, she's done incredible things and helped many of her team members also do incredible things. And my favorite picture of you is the picture of your family on the Disney cruise. And I know that, you know, those type of opportunities happen because of how you have built your body business. And so the system is simple and it truly is about helping the client and detaching from anything that keeps you from truly helping them, which could be fear, right? Which could be, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be salesy, whatever it is you might be telling yourself and asking those questions. Megan, you gave us some really great questions up front, but then you also gave us some really great questions to help us not be shy if they do come back and maybe aren't feeling as good as we know they can feel when they start using Shakeology. And you mentioned an analogy that I loved. You said, sometimes when you start taking Shakeology, it literally works like a scrubber.
Mm-hmm.
That analogy, can you share that?
Yeah. So I remember when I first started working as a body partner, Christine Dwyer, actually, she had a video, shout out to Platinum Presenters, but she had a video that was like, Shakeology is like a scrub brush, right? Like it's scrubbing out your insides. And I was like, oh, that is so true. Cause we all know if we go eat something that maybe wasn't the best choice for our body, and then you drink Shakeology, it is a scrub brush, right? But if you are regularly drinking Shakeology and putting good food into your body, you don't notice that as much. So yeah.
I love that analogy. And so we are creating these questions to help combat your fear in order to really truly make it about your client that you seek to help. So here we are. You mentioned in that 3 to 6 week mark, you asked them to become a partner with Body. And even if it's as an affiliate, how you got started, And we also know that right now we have an incredible promotion happening, $10 off when you bring in new people. Are you doing anything different with this really simple system? I don't think you are, but are you doing anything different outside of sharing that this is there?
I love that you just mentioned that. So when they said that we were doing a $10, you know, promo, I was like, yes. So I've been like going back through my clients who canceled for whatever reason, and we're just having a real life conversation, right? And just being like, hey, would you be open to trying it out again, right? So I'm definitely doing that. And then, you know, going to people who already have fitness routines that are like, no, like, I mean, everyone to each their own, right? Like they're going to the gym, they're loving what they're doing. Okay, hey, but I know that your nutrition is not great. So why don't we try out Shakeology? Right. So those are the two things that I'm doing a little bit differently this month because of that promo.
I love that. All right, y'all. So go back to your list and connect like a real human that you are. Mm-hmm. So we had someone, Elizabeth, she mentioned that she's been a little bit funk because she's not getting the traction for her body business. Mm-hmm. And I know that we oftentimes get that pushback, or you mentioned earlier not wanting to feel salesy. How do you push through asking those questions, or maybe feeling, you know, like you are being pushy? How do you get pushed through that mindset in order to get to the other side of helping people?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So guys, there's always going to be naysayers. Like even when I signed up, I remember like there were quite a few people. I mean, my parents are the best. Like I could sell dirt and they'd be like, sign me up. Right. Like, but there were people who were very close to me that were like, what are you doing? You know, and it took them a couple years to come around. And I understand how defeating that can be, you guys. And I still have people who come at me and are naysayers. Okay. Like 14 and a half years in. All right. So we just have to remember to take our agenda out of the equation when we're having the conversation and focus on what they need, not like, let me do this so I could get a Success Club point. Right. Like some people don't need this. That's okay, right? And then there's other people who do. So take your equation out of it, connect like a human being, right? The other thing is that when I feel like I'm being like salesy or pushy, I have to gut check myself, right? I have to take ownership over my own journey and highlight the workouts, the nutritions, the supplements. Remember, people don't know unless you show, okay? So maybe take some time to look at your social media and look at it through not judging yourself, but like owning what you're doing and saying, would I want to do this if I was watching someone do what I'm doing, right? Because I'll be honest, you guys, and Keyshawn and I talked about this too. When you just put your boomerang up about your Energize or your Shakeology and there's no story behind it, that does come across salesy, right? Like how many times do we look at like people's posts on our social media where we're like, ooh, right? So take ownership. I look back 15 years ago, you guys, and I absolutely did that stuff, right? Yeah. I had to do it to learn. I've grown a lot over 14 and a half years. And it's okay to do things wrong and fix it, right? So don't judge yourself for it. But also I saw that she was feeling like she was in a lull. Okay, here's what happens, you guys. When we take our eyes off of what our journey is, that's when we start feeling off, right? So what are you grateful for right now, right? Like, what are you grateful for right now? Something that I started in February was after I came actually back from the Growth Day live event, was just looking at my day and saying one thing. I had a list, you know, one each day where I was like, if I think about today, like what's something simple I was grateful for? Right. And I do that every single day. And it's just one. I mean, you can do more than one, but like, I was like, you know what? I want to be able to go back at the end of the month and be like, wow, these are the 30 things that I was grateful for. You know, it's powerful. Okay. So what are you grateful for today? The other thing is like, am I in my comfort zone with my workouts? Okay. Am I just going through the motions? If you're doing dig deeper, like I know you're not in your comfort zone at all. And there's no chance that you're in a lull, okay? Because Sean T in your ear doing those workouts, kicking your, you know what, like you cannot be in a lull, okay? So look at your workouts. Are you just going through the motions? Are you just doing the workout that just came out because you feel like you have to? Or are you doing this for your journey? If you follow me, I'm big into weight training, okay? Like I love Andrea Rogers. I think Elise is amazing. I am a weight training girl. I want to do pull-ups. I want to lift heavy weights. So those are the workouts that I'm attracted to, right? So I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone every single day with my workouts. Your nutrition, you guys, like obviously I'm a nutritionist. So I'm always going to go back to it. Look at what you're putting in your body, okay? Like what you're putting in your body is going to affect your mood. It's going to affect your energy. It's going to affect your sleep. It's going to affect how motivated you feel. Okay. And then also you guys, your sleep and your personal development, like, are you getting enough sleep? And what's the personal development you're listening to? If you do not have the Growth Day app, you are missing out. You guys, like having Brendan Burchard in my ear every morning with Daily Fire, I'm like, oh, and I got my husband listening to it. Like I'm seeing a whole different side of him. I'm like, this is powerful stuff. Okay. So if you're feeling like you're in a lull, you guys, you got to gut check yourself. And it's connected to how people are seeing you. Okay. So like if you feel off and you're feeling in a lull, people are seeing that. But when you start focusing in on you and what you want and what makes you feel good, guess what? You're going to see less of those naysayers and more of the people who want to do this with you because you glow differently. Okay. You just glow differently when you're having fun. Okay. Mm.
Oh, I love that. Megan, this was such a great episode. Do you have any other words before I ask you the final question?
I don't think so. I'll probably think of it after I hop off. I'll be like, oh man, I should have said that.
I mean, but honestly, truly, you've said so much and people in the comments are just like, this episode is so good. Definitely going to rewatch it. So good from Trisha. So you've brought it today. I think that you've truly left it. We have a saying in track and field, you left it all out on the field today. And so you kind of shared this in the opening when we talked about why you're still here. And you know, I've gone back to the picture of you and your family on the Disney cruise. It warmed my heart seeing your family, seeing those smiles. And so I gotta know, in the past 14 and a half years, starting out as Janelle Summers' assistant with apprehension about drinking a Shakeology, trying your first one because you didn't want to be rude when it was offered to you, to now have built something that has been so incredible for not only you and your family, but has been incredibly impactful for members of your team and strangers who have now become friends and business owners. So with that in mind, how has your health esteem been impacted?
First off, I'm like seeing all the comments. I get so distracted. I had it turned off because I get distracted, right? I'm like, oh, let me read the comments. You guys are so sweet. Like you guys are completely making my heart like explode. But here's the thing, you guys, like 14 and a half years, oh, my health, like my life, everything has drastically improved because of body. Okay. Like completely. And I don't just say that to be like a cliche. Like I truly mean that, you guys. I went to school for nutrition. I wanted to take care of my body, but I was so stuck in this cycle of yo-yo dieting, of eating disorders, of doing things completely wrong, right? And I hated my body. I hated it. And I was so stuck in that and I didn't know how to get out of it. Insert body. Insert women who are taking care of themselves and living their life. Like I'm so grateful for my coach Janelle, right? Because I looked at her and I still do as such a close friend. And as someone who I was like, I just want to be around her because it's just her life, right? Like she truly embodies health and that's what I want to embody, right? I'm a happier person. Like I said, I had a lot of insecurities, low confidence, people pleaser. Now I'm confident, I'm bold, I'm calm. I used to be a very overwhelmed person. I'm calm for the most part. I know how to set boundaries. My relationships have improved, okay? Because of personal development, you guys, I've noticed things that I need to work on, right? And instead of being like mad at myself or judging myself or being like, this is just how I am, I was like, no, ownership, right? Like ownership and growth. These are the areas that I need to focus on for me so I can have better relationships, right? My kids, you guys, like, oh, I told myself I was not going to cry on this, but like, they are my world. And like, being able to give my kids this version of me versus who I was 14 and a half years ago, thank freaking God. Okay. Because I've been watching my daughter. She's like really good at climbing and ninja stuff. And like, she's naturally good at it. Right. And I've been watching her come in and do these front handsprings, and she wasn't getting it, and she wasn't getting it. She kept going, and she kept going. She was like, I just know that if I keep trying, I'm gonna get it. And she's nailing it now, right? Or like the other day, I was doing Dig Deeper, and she came in and she's like, Mom, your muscles are so big. I want big muscles like that, right? And I was like, well, thank you, right? Like, but to have them see that first, like, I had a client, and I'll wrap it up here, but I think this will be powerful for parents to hear. Because sometimes we can get in our heads and we think, okay, our kids are watching us do these containers or count our calories or like work out to lose weight. Like, what am I putting in their heads, right? And we can feel like we're failing them, right? But it's how you set the tone. It's how you talk about it, okay? And so with my kids, they know that I'm working out because I want to be strong. I want to be able to keep up with them for as long as I can, because man, they are active. Like, they are, from the minute they wake up until they go to bed, like, so much energy. I want to be able to keep up with them. I want to be able to carry them on my back at Disney World, right? Like, I want to be that parent that can do that stuff. So I tell them, that's why I lift the weights. And when they see me choosing a salad or doing whatever, I'm like, that's how I keep up with that energy, you guys. That's how I put the muscle on my body. That's how I'm going to be here for hopefully as long as I possibly can be, right? Like, they look at what you're doing through the lens that you're doing it through, okay? So if we're going at it with restriction and obsessive and turning down things, they're going to do that too, right? But if you go at it from the angle that health esteem is, you guys, we're taking care of our bodies, everything in moderation, right? So that we can have overall health and feel our best. They're going to do that too. Okay. And Meg, 14 and a half years ago, did not have that lens on her body or her health. Meg, you know, 37 years old in, that's who I am. Okay. Yes. And that's what they get. So that's what it's done for me, you guys. I'm not going anywhere.
Miss Megan, and I'm going through the comments again, and clearly you've set the tone and set the path and lit the way up for so many other people, including us here today listening to this episode. We are so grateful for your time and for all of the information and the simple and the simplicity of how you go about attracting, retaining, and building your body business with our incredible nutrition. I appreciate you so much, Megan. And partners, I appreciate you also for showing up for yourself and being here, making time this morning to be here live or to watch or listen to this replay. We will see you all same time, same place next week. Make it an intentionally fantastic week. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys. Thank you, Keisha.